Welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are looking deep into yet another movie. And this one today is probably going to upset some people. So I just want to let you know that this might be a little bit of a controversial review. Quincy, come here. Sorry, one of my kitties, or multiple of my kitties are in here with me. And so a couple of them are getting into some mischief, which is pretty normal around here for me. But just, yeah, they keep things interesting. Quincy, come here. Quinn. Yeah, I've got Batero and Stormy, Quincy, and Zarina in here with me today. So we are going to have an interesting show this morning. But today we are going to be talking about another movie from Angel Studios. And you've probably heard me review some of the movies from Angel Studios, and you've seen that I don't necessarily give them preferential treatment, even though some are really highly scored. That doesn't mean all of them will be. Now, is that giving you an idea into where I am on this one? Possibly, but is it enough to maybe help assist you in whether or not you want to see this one? Again, this is one of those ones that I think people are going to go see it regardless of what I have to say about it. At least people in the communities that follow Angel Studios and such, and that's great. But I hope that this review can at least help a couple people feel maybe a little bit more informed, so when they do go see this, that they at least know a little bit more of what to expect. I will admit, based purely off of the trailers, I did not expect what this movie was and how it played out. And yes, this is very much based on a true story. Of course, Hollywood embellished, of course. I mean, they have to add some things and everything along with that. But the essence of the story is a true story. I will say that this movie does have, I'm giving it an innocent rating on the deputy scale. There's a couple scenes that maybe PG would maybe be an appropriate, and I'm not even sure what the MPAA rating even is on this one. But there's a couple scenes that might be borderline PG, but all in all, this one is it's pretty vanilla. It's pretty smooth, but a lot of the stuff that they talk about and a lot of the topics that are addressed in the movie, they're not going to be something that a younger audience would necessarily understand. There's a lot of really complicated subject matters going on, and there are some racial tensions, and there are some other issues kind of going on in this movie. Sorry. That might be uncomfortable for some. And I just kind of want to let people be aware of that to begin with. Now, as you know, the movie is titled Sight, and obviously that's one of our senses. We've got sight, smell, touch, hearing, and taste. Sorry, my brain just went blank there for a second on the fifth sense. And it's all six senses if you could count the whole third eye type thing too, but that's a whole other story. This one doesn't even go into that. But in this one, it really deals with Dr. Ming Wang. He is the main character of this movie, and it shows him growing up in China. And there are subtitles in this one. There's actually quite a few subtitles because about a third of the movie is in Mandarin and in Hindi. So the vast majority of the audio is in English, but there's about a third that is in, like I said, in Mandarin and in Hindi, and that have subtitles. But it shows him growing up in China and shows like the war-torn stuff and the reason, how that affected his education. I'm trying to think how to word that without giving away any spoilers. And kind of how that all played out and how he got to be to the position he's in today. And you see him from a fairly young child growing up, and you see a personal tragedy that he experienced that he carries with him throughout this movie. And it's a very important thing to touch on, because just the way that it's referenced in the movie, it both adds to the story and at the same time it takes away from it at the same time. I know that sounds a little bit confusing, which I don't mean to be at all. But basically, he and this other doctor, Dr. Bartnovsky, I know I'm going to totally mispronounce that. But they open up this Vision Institute to try to restore the vision to people who have lost their vision or people who were born without, but by corneal, not implants, but the, like when you have a donor one and it gets replaced by transplants. I could not think of the name of it there for a second. My brain just went. And that's why you get this. You get me with this. You get it just raw and real. You get it just, I mean, I'm not going to edit all that stuff out because it's like, that's just me. And so you have corneal transplants and he has the chance to be involved with something. Sorry, very loud vehicles going by. But he has the chance to be involved with something that really kind of goes outside the depth of anything that they've done before. And he's researching it. It seems pretty much impossible. And so they give it a try. It pretty much still seems impossible. And so they come up with this new idea. And this new idea ends up being revolutionary, but it doesn't necessarily help the people he's trying to. Basically, the story has a happy ending, but not necessarily in the way you might think. I'm not giving away any spoilers. I can't go into any details on that because it would be a spoiler. And all of this, for as much as they're, as much as shared here and as much that is going on, honestly, this probably would have been a better made-for-TV movie or something that was released immediately onto a streaming platform like PureFlix or something like that. The turnout in the theaters has been below average for a story such as this. And then the overall general feeling of the audiences after the movie, and I talked to multiple people after, I kind of hung out at the theater the other day, and I talked to people after they came out of four different screenings of this. And it was all, there were a few people who thought this was absolutely incredible and thought it was like, it was absolutely, you know, amazing, beautiful movie, which it is. It really is a beautiful movie and it really is an amazing story. But the vast majority of the people that I talked to were underwhelmed, not in the power of the story. The power of the story is that will touch you no matter how you are when you look at this movie. But like I said, it probably would have been better of like, Hallmark Channel, PureFlix, just something like that where you can take a wholesome movie like this and you can add in some of those dramatic elements, but it's not necessarily one that does the greatest in a theatrical setting. So I'm not discouraging. I could not think of the word I was trying to use on that. I'm not discouraging you from going to see this at all. But I'm just saying, come into it prepared if you do want to go see this, because it's not necessarily the film that you expect. I said that's not necessarily a good or a bad thing on that. Score-wise, I ended up at a 5.25 out of 10, and that may sound familiar with another one we just did, but it really kind of falls in that. I mean, it's a good story, but at the same time, it's a decent story. It's memorable, but it's, unless something like this personally affects you or personally affects somebody that you know that has gone through something like this, you're going to have a hard time connecting with a story such as this. So again, I hope this has helped at least a few people out there. And like I said, it's going to be controversial. I know I'm going to get a bunch of hate on this and everything just because of the fact that I'm being harsher on it. And there's humor elements throughout this as well. It's like there's definitely some scenes that will make you chuckle along the way. But of course, as always, if you want to get the latest and greatest Deputy content, you know which buttons to push. And I'm, like I said, I hope that this helped at least a little bit. But I will be back tomorrow with another one for you. Bye-bye.